This is Stuck in a Storm, written by Moth Merchant and read by Tipsy Kitty. Part 2 of Nectar Blossoms and Driftwood Houses. Ed and Steed lay in the sand, flat on their backs after a busy day.
"Gonna take a while to get all your new treasures back to your house, you know,"
Ed informs him. There's always new things showing up on the beach, and Steed always seems delighted to pick a few things out to take back to his house. This time, though, he picked a few more things than usual. It'll take at least 2 trips with the both of them to get things back. Steed sighs.
"I know. Maybe I could leave a few things with you, to lessen the load?"
They had already dragged everything into Ed's house, accompanying his own trinkets.
"Nah, mate. You're just gonna get more stuff next time, anyway."
Steed frowns, huffing petulantly.
"Well, why don't you pick out your favorite and keep it anyway? That'll be one less thing to take."
"I'll think about it," Ed tells him absentmindedly, moving his top pair of arms to rest behind his head, closing his eyes and enjoying the breeze around them. It's steadily picking up, but it doesn't seem dangerous just yet. Still, he'll need to get Steed home soon. But for just a moment longer, they'll lay here. Ed flinches at the first drop of water that falls on his face. He blinks up, only to be met by more drops.
"Aw, shit," Ed grumbles. "Rain."
He stands, grabbing a hold of Steed's hand and helping him up. The two look up as the rain quickly increases in intensity, the droplets pouring down rapidly.
"Fuck. Okay, come on."
Ed drags Steed toward his house. They slip inside and watch the rain from the doorway. Ed looks over to Steed with a smile.
"Well, looks like I've decided what I'll be keeping over here."
"What's that?"
"You."
"Oh, yes." Steed nods, looking nervously out at the rain. He takes a step backwards from the doorway.
"We're gonna have to wait it out,"
Ed tells him, pacing around his house to check that nothing is leaking. He patched up the holes in his roof recently, so everything should be just fine as it is.
"Is that fine with you?"
Steed confirms. His wings are pulled closely to his body, tense and protective.
"Hey."
Ed walks to stand in front of him.
"You okay?"
"Oh, yes, just..." Thunder rolls somewhere in the distance, rumbling the house and its collection of trinkets. Steed flinches harshly, wings springing outward and knocking a jar over. Ed catches it and sets it back into place. Steed trembles, his wings folding back down as he wrings his shaky hands.
"You don't do well with storms, huh?"
Steed nods. "Never have." He shuts his eyes tight and shakes his head. "They're just so loud and violent, and the lightning gets so bad in the forest." Ed hadn't considered how frightening storms must be in the forest, with lightning striking trees with such frequency and recklessness. Any one of those trees could be Steed's tree during any given storm. There's no real rhyme or reason to it. That unpredictability is its own kind of terrifying.
"Well,"
Ed rests a tentative hand on Steed's shoulder. He feels Steed relax just a bit.
"Lightning doesn't get too bad out here. Our biggest worry is the wind, and my house hasn't blown away yet,"
Ed tells him proudly, hands on his hips. Steed nods. "Right, it'll be fine. We just have to wait it out."
"Exactly. So what do you usually do to distract yourself from storms?"
"Distract myself? I don't really. I just sort of panic the whole time." Steed laughs humorlessly. "I just sit in my nest and wait for it to be over."
"Well, we're not doing that.
Here." Ed guides Steed to his kitchen area.
"I'll get us some tea going and then we can work on something for dinner. That'll keep us busy for a bit."
Ed gets a fire going in the fire pit, surrounded by rocks and clay.
"Wow,"
Steed whispers, impressed. Ed smiles, looking away and pulling his hair back. His face feels a bit warm from the fire, no doubt.
"Not that hard to do, really."
Ed ties his hair back with a bit of string.
"I can show you sometime. Don't go starting fires in your house, though. Not without me there."
Ed boils some water for the both of them, pouring it into the clay cups that is now quite grateful to own. Steed had made them as a way to repay him for all the gifts he'd left for him before. Ed couldn't convince him that he didn't need to repay him for the gifts,
and they've been used enough that he's glad he hadn't turned Steed down. Ed picks the only tea blend he has on hand, a few different types of flowers dried and mixed together. He can't remember what's in it, but he knows it's delicious. There we go. A good start to taking your mind off of things. Ed hands one cup to Steed and holds his own closely. Steed slips slowly, exhaling languidly. "This is lovely," Steed tells him.
"Sure is. What do you want for dinner?"
Ed asks him. It feels way too domestic to ask Steed such a thing. "Anything is fine, really." Ed hums, looking through what he has available. He's got some particularly tasty leaves and plenty of mushrooms. He's even got some nuts from the forest. "We can cook up some mushrooms and nuts and use up the rest of those yummy leaves to make a salad," Ed suggests. Steve claps his hands delightedly. "That sounds perfect."
"Great. Here, chop this up for me."
Ed hands Steve a mushroom and one of his stone blades. Ed turns and begins cracking open a few nuts. He can hear the clink of Steed's blade behind him. Ed smiles. He isn't used to cooking for company, or cooking with company. They work well together. Steed gets the mushroom cut just in time for Ed to be done cracking nuts. Steed takes those next and chops them as well, so Ed gets to work on cooking the mushrooms. Steed tosses the nuts in once they're chopped, and Ed cooks them carefully. Again, he can hear Steed puttering around behind him, chopping once again. Ed finishes up the nuts and mushrooms, and turns to find Steed has already chopped up the leaves, too. They put it all together and sit at Ed's table, propped atop rocks. The meal seems to be a good distraction. Each time thunder rolls outside the house, Steed flinches less and less, until eventually he seems to hardly notice the booming sound.
"That was delicious,"
Steed sighs, finishing up his tea and setting the cup down gently. He yawns, his wings stretching outward adorably.
"It must be time for sleep,"
Ed says, guiding Steed. Ed lifts his rock, holding it up for Steed to go in first.
"Oh, this is where you sleep?"
"Huh? Yeah, of course." Ed looks down into the hole that rests beneath the rock. The sand in there is softer than the rest of the beach. Fine and gentle instead of coarse and irritating.
"Where do you sleep? I've never seen your rock."
"I don't have a rock." "No rock? Where could he possibly be sleeping then without a rock?" "I have a nest, remember?"
"Oh, what, like pine needles and mud and stuff? That doesn't sound very comfortable."
"No, of course not." Steed looks almost offended at the notion. "I made it from fabric scraps, obviously."
"Oh. Yeah, that does sound nice. But the burrow's nice, too."
"Can we both fit in there?" Ed looks at it again. It's a tight squeeze for just himself, but he likes it that way. He's never had anyone else to share his burrow with before. It didn't need room for another person. It's perfectly Ed-sized. But maybe it could be perfectly Ed and Steed-sized.
"Just give me a minute,"
Ed tells him, holding up one finger. Ed sets the rock aside and begins digging in the burrow, widening the sides. The removed sand ends up just thrown into his house, but, well, his floors are always covered in sand anyway. "There," Ed announces, popping up from the burrow.
"Lots of space now." "It's an exaggeration."
There's just enough space for the two of them to fit, packed closely together. Ed could make more room, but, well, it would defeat the whole purpose of a burrow. They're supposed to be tiny and tightly packed. That's the whole point. Steed carefully lowers himself into the burrow, and Ed crawls in after him. He was right in his assumption that it would be a tight squeeze. They're pressed closely together, enough that there's no avoiding touching one another, but just enough space is left that they can move. Steed hums. He turns on his side, curling into a ball. "You were right," he yawns. "This is cozy."
"Told ya."
They're quiet for a moment, both trying to get comfortable.
"Hey, Steed."
Ed speaks, feeling very brave.
You know, if you get scared during the night, you can always hold on to me. You know, if that would help.
Steed hums happily, an arm resting heavily over Ed's shelled back. Steed mumbles something sleepily,
though Ed can't make most of it out. He hears a quiet good night at the end, and he smiles. Good night. Sleep well. Ed wakes to warm sand and feathers in his mouth. He carefully pulls away from Steed and lifts the rock to find sunlight streaming into the house. Hey, Steed. He nudges Steed gently. Steed blinks up at him, bleary and looking a bit lost. Storm's over. We can get you home now. Steed mutters unintelligibly, turning over and closing his eyes once again. Later, he mumbles. I'm still sleeping. Ed hums thoughtfully. Steed's got the right idea, he thinks, crawling back into the burrow and curling up beside him. They'll rest just a little longer. The end.